Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Hey. Good, good.
Good, excellent, yeah. good. Love it, Jade. You're a bit down in the dumps this morning, Jade.
I woke up an hour before my alarm went off and it's just really ruins the day.
You couldn't go back to sleep?
No, I was just awake. So it sucks.
Just ruins your whole day, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. And I was, I don't know what our last guest was on our cash cocktail, a rattle. I don't know what she was saying.
No, anyway, it was a can.
Oh, no, got that one. She said something, a rattle.
Oh, this is
a rattle gun.
A rattle gun.
Ah, there we go, Carol. Thank you.
Very good. So, cup day today, of course. Mm. The only solution here, Jade, I feel, is going to like a race day event and having a few champagnes for lunch.
I have to go to my PT session at 4.
No, well, that's boring. Everyone in this building is so freaking boring. They all talk a big game. Another guy that works here, the only other one that would potentially come to a lunchtime pub event, because we finish at like 11:30. Luke was like, yeah, let's go. And he's like my partner in crime for these events. We always go together.
Have a beer. He doesn't mind a free drink if there's one around,
exactly,
does he?
Right. Neither do I, to be quite honest. But now he's started saying, oh, look, maybe I'll drive in. Maybe I'll just go for lunch. I'm like, you guys.
Well, technically he should be working. His day's still going.
Oh, piss off, Jade. don't ruin my day with your opinions. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm in the mood for it, but apparently nobody else is. So what, guys?
What are you going to do?
Whatever.
Dress up?
No, I'm not dressing up. I'll just go in my normal clothes.
Put your suit on.
I don't have a suit. I don't even own a suit.
Suit jacket?
I do, but I'm too fat for it now.
So what, you just want to watch the races at a pub?
You go around like 12:30, 1 o'clock, the beers are flowing, you have a nice meal, you're chatting about the race, and then you put maybe a couple of bets on, bet responsibly, of course. And then you watch the race together.
It is nice, but I'm just really busy today.
What are you doing, Kruvo?
So I have to go pick up a bed for the spare room at 4 or 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
No, but I've got all this stuff in the van, so I have to unload that first and be ready for that.
Yeah,
did you go to Sydney yesterday?
Yeah, I went to Sydney yesterday.
Yeah, well, that won't take you long. How long does it take you to unpack your van?
Oh, it takes a while because I have to, like, take photos of everything and just list online. It's, I reckon, 4 hours or something.
Oh, well, there you go. Look,
so probably not for me. I'm sorry, man. Usually I don't mind a pub lunch.
It's just not really my thing.
Piss off, Jade. As if you don't like being the center of attention with your fascinator on and
don't.
A nice little dress on.
I couldn't think of anything worse than getting dressed up.
Well, you're
today.
Just a Debbie Downer today.
Yeah, I am.
Jade needs a nap. You can
go
tell.
Go home.
I'm exhausted.
You get under your eyes, gets puffy.
Yeah, they're puffed up, aren't they?
Yeah. I know you well.
Thank you. Aw.
Yeah, she gets a free pass anyway.
Thank you. But I actually just updated those, the questions on our website, newfm.com.au, for our cash cocktail guesses.
Well, people listening to the podcast might not know what that is.
Oh, do we not put it on?
No, it is, but, you know, it's a game where you win money. But obviously,
you've
got
to listen to
later,
the show live.
If you want to win.
But, Pens, if you're listening, you couldn't listen live today and you plan on listening live tomorrow.
You could win the money.
You will want to know.
Yeah. Well, enjoy. let's wrap this up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
Time's up. All right. All right, Josh, you got 30 seconds. You ready?
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right. Let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Kruvo.
The Nobos.
Good morning, guys.
Good
How are we?
Good morning.
Feeling really good, yeah.
Pumped up.
So Jade and I were in the car coming to work this morning. I think we were both feeling a bit low.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I woke up an hour before my alarm went off.
Oh, too early.
Yeah, I had to go to the bathroom and was coming back to bed and tripped over Ben's computer cord, and it made the computer, like, everything fall off the bedside table.
Did he wake up?
Yeah, Ben
Not
jumped
happy.
Up, but he managed to jump up and grab the glass of water that was next to his bedside table, and it didn't spill.
That's all those years of, martial arts training.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the reflexes of ninja, you know?
I think that's it.
When we got to work, Jade actually joined me for my regular pre-show ritual.
Oh.
Which I didn't know Maddie had. You've kept this quiet.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've rolled the tape, of course. Okay, Jade, we're out here in the car park, and this is my pre-show ritual because I think it helps you start the day in a positive fashion.
Okay, so what are we going to do?
So you close your eyes.
Yep.
And you tilt your head slightly upwards.
Towards the stars.
Yep. And go through in your head all of the things in your life you're thankful and grateful for.
Okay.
My family, my friends, my work.
Do I have to say them out loud too?
You don't have to say them out loud.
Okay. It's like giving a wish away. Sorry.
A new day is kicking off. Done. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Do you feel good?
Yeah, I do. Feel good.
Thankful?
Yeah, I am
Feeling
thankful.
Grateful?
Yes.
Me too.
Woo!
That sounded like something else was happening there.
I just gave it a go while you were doing it. It's nice, like a mini meditation.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. It actually did feel a little bit better. Which
oh,
was
good,
nice.
Good.
Excellent.
See, I've enriched your life.
You have.
Once again.
Now you're about to enrich our lives with a great story, Jade.
Yes, yeah, so a rather terrible, but at the same time funny story that's come out of India. Because two men have they've duped a doctor over there. And doctors are normally meant to be quite smart. But he's actually bought an Aladdin's lamp off these two dodgy men. And he actually thought...
Aladdin's lamp is not real.
I know, but he thought so. And you're not going to believe he paid over $90,000 for this lamp.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's a great story. Poor thing, but great.
All right, telling us more next.
Jay, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Time for I Can't Believe It with you, Jade. Here we go.
I can't believe it.
Fantastic story that's come out of India this morning because two men have been accused of selling an Indian doctor an Aladdin's lamp for $93,000. So basically, Dr. Laik Khan approached the police after he realized the lamp he was sold did not have the power to grant him the good health, wealth and fortune he was promised. He said the two men who sold him the lamp would often make a spirit appear from the lamp, but later he realized it was just one of the men dressing up.
The ghost of Robin Williams.
Oh, I'm just going to say...
Shocking.
If that guy, you know, if I found out that was my doctor, I'd be changing doctors real fast because what an idiot.
100%. So basically, Dr. Khan said he met this pair after performing surgery on a woman back in 2018, right? So this has been going on for a while, who he then visited for numerous follow-ups. The two men described the woman as their ailing mother, right? So he thought, oh, these, you know, nice boys looking after their mum. Gradually, they started telling the doctor about a Baba, or self-proclaimed God-man, whom they claimed also visited their home. So they started brainwashing the doctor to meet this Baba, or spirit, like Aladdin. So over the couple of years, you know, if obviously when you first hear, oh, Aladdin's visiting us, you're like, yeah, right, these guys are cooked. But no, 2 years, you know, of like, no, he's coming, you got to meet him, blah, blah, blah. He's thinking, wow.
I worry for this doctor.
I worry for the patience of this doctor.
Well,
if he's that much of a fool,
well, the
he
woman,
should be deregistered.
She was healed. So he did his work there that he was going and visiting. But basically, the doctor reported that he'd met the Baba and he seemed to perform such rituals and was even eventually sold the lamp, which he said the two men referred to as Aladdin. Basically, they'd struck a deal for more money, but the doctor
had...
So he met the
Bubba.
Yeah.
The doctor met...
Yeah, because one of the men was dressed up as Aladdin.
So basically, right...
What a fool.
It's the equivalent of you and I said, we've got this lamp for sale.
And I'm like, really?
And Jade's like, really? What's going on? And then Maddie nips down the costume shop or like Kmart and buys like an Aladdin costume, and throws that on, and then Jade goes, oh, it is the real Aladdin.
It's almost like you're buying sell business, Crevo. This is a magic teapot. You run inside and change, you come back out. Look!
He wouldn't have been able to perform any magic, so I don't know how you get conned.
I don't even feel sorry for the doctor in a way, because I think he's such an idiot.
93
conned.
$1,000. That's insane. And you know what? They've actually cheated other families as well. And apparently, the total amount of money involved runs like about 150 grand that they've conned other people with this Aladdin lamp trick.
So he must have a great costume. That's all I can say.
You said it was in India, yeah?
Yeah, India, yeah.
Do you think they have a current affair India?
They certainly need it.
Man rips off woman and a family with
Aladdin
lamp.
Oh, my God.
Terrible, terrible.
Well, thanks, Jade.
What a great story.
Yeah,
Watch out for fake Aladdin.
You know
Aladdin.
What? That's the best. That's probably the greatest, like... fraudulent story I've ever heard.
It's definitely up there. Guys, lads versus lasses up next. This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game. And let's check on the tally, shall we? Because I think, are we tied up
the
again?
The men have jumped ahead. 1, 2, 3. No, we're tied. Even. 27.
So this is the last week of lads versus lasses. It's taking a rest after this week. So we really need the lads to come through with the goods this week. Because at the end of the week, we need to walk away with the win.
Come on, ladies. Last week for Battle of the Sexes.
13:10:09. We need one guy, one girl. We're doing it on the NX.
On offer, $50 Anaconda gift card this morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Let's play lads versus lasses.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
That's right. This is our very own Battle of the Sexes game, and it is its final week here on the show. So, well, we're going to put it on ice for a while.
It'll be back.
Yeah, it'll be back eventually, but just taking a little break. Basically, we asked the guys female-based questions and vice versa for the girls. And, of course, there is the all-important leaderboard, everything tied up at the moment, around on 27 apiece, I believe,
yeah, 27.
If I'm reading that right.
Average. Just averages out, really.
Yeah, I guess so. But the guys are hoping to win. You know,
we need a couple of
usually
wins.
Usually we're
this
better
week
at this sort of thing.
Well, yeah, girls, we're not average. So let's do this. We're going to Kira. She is a Harry Potter fan and has a 10-month-old baby who asked what favourite food was she said she, everything. I do not understand that. Asked what favourite food was she said. That doesn't
Good morning,
make sense.
Kira. How are you?
You like
Kira.
All food. You like everything, don't you?
You like everything.
I don't discriminate.
Yeah, excellent.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, Kira, we have a segment coming up after 6:30. About a man who eats roadkill. Have you ever eaten roadkill?
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, well, you don't like everything, do you?
Joking. Swinging back to Harry Potter fan, do you have any tattoos at all that are Harry Potter related?
No tattoos.
Oh, because I've been thinking of getting one. I don't have any tattoos, but I'm thinking of getting a Harry Potter tattoo.
She won't, Kira.
She'll get a big lightning bolt on her forehead.
No, never on the face. That's a bad move.
Oh, okay.
You're all for the 24-hour tattoo, Jade. You like those. No, you stick to that, Dale.
I can commit. Could you ever commit to a Harry Potter tattoo, Kira?
I don't think I could do a tattoo. I've got lots of coffee cups.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's more my speed.
More appropriate, I feel, as well.
Yeah.
All right, Kira, let's go to question one this morning. When you go prawn fishing, is the torch to A, attract the prawns, or B, to spot their beady red eyes?
To attract them.
No.
Unfortunately not. It's to spot their eyes.
It's a trick question. What is a biscuit joiner used for?
A biscuit joiner?
Yeah.
I don't know, for beans in a house?
No, it's attracting, joining two bits of wood together by cutting a little bit out.
Okay.
All right, and question three. We can do this. We've got to get this one. What is the brand Old Man Emu famous for making?
Suspension.
Yay!
Oh, boom!
You did get one. Good job.
Brilliant. Okay, cool. We got
some
one
would
on the
say
board.
That was the hardest one.
That
I think.
Some
would
say.
Oh, wow. Good job. 1 point on the board. Hold the line for us, Kira. Let's go to Brendan. He's a school teacher, and his big Melbourne Cup tip today is keep your money. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Not too bad. A little tired.
Oh, yeah. Me too. We live this every day. Hey, Brendan.
Nothing fixed with coffee.
Yeah, exactly right. What do you teach at school?
I'm teaching science and agriculture.
Oh, cool.
That'd be fun.
That's so good. Yeah. Have you been a teacher for long, or?
No, not really.
Oh, good stuff. All right, well, let's get into it. We need this $50 Anaconda gift card. You need two correct answers to walk away with the win today. Our question number one for you, Brendan, how many kids has Sia adopted? Is it A, 16, B, 8, C, 2, or D, 32?
Two.
Two is correct. Very good. Of course, it's two. 32.
I have no idea.
Well, you think about like Madonna and stuff.
Okay, here we go. Question two. What is Mariah Carey's net worth? A, around 35 million. B, around 400 mil. Or C, around 80 mil.
I'm going to go for the 80 mil.
That is incorrect. Around 400 million.
That's insane.
Whoa. You said a lot of cash, right?
Songs.
Oh, yeah. It really is.
Isn't it what?
Last question. If you get this right, you walk away with the win. Who is Katy Perry engaged to?
Orlando Bloom.
Correct.
That is correct, which means the lads have won.
Yeah, $50 Anaconda gift card. All yours, man.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, good job, man. Pays to get up early here. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jay, Maddie and Creevo.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Guys, I came across a very interesting documentary the other day. It was a Vice doco, and I'm always very fascinated with the work that they do. Mm-hmm. And they interviewed a man in this particular documentary. His name is Arthur Boyd from Cornwall in the UK, and he's the man that eats roadkill.
Oh, how interesting.
So, you know, you see the kangaroo sometimes, maybe the wombat on the side of the road. This guy stops, opens up his boot, piles it up. Goes home and eats it.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Let's meet Arthur.
Recycling.
Jade.
It is, though.
Oh, please.
It's just meat.
Give me a break. It's roadkill. Let's meet Arthur.
Well, not all my neighbours know what I am. Yes, I have a bad reputation for eating roadkill.
Sounds like a Hannibal Lecter movie already. It goes on.
Poor Arthur.
This is a polecat ferret. I found it not a mile away from here, and it, as you see, it's been thoroughly rolled out on the road. They stink. The flesh smells, but you can overcome that.
This is a very fascinating man, let me tell you. It's so disgusting.
Oh, you say disgusting. I wouldn't be able to physically pick up a kangaroo and you know, be a butcher and get the meat and stuff like that. That's not for me. But I know people who have done it, and they'll get a butcher in.
You do?
Yeah, well, my friend Matt McLaren, he goes hunting as well, but I know he's gotten kangaroo off the side of the road.
You just can't do it. It's just disgusting.
But he doesn't cut it up. He gets a butcher to do it.
It doesn't matter.
I've eaten roadkill. I didn't prepare it myself. It was prepared for me.
Am I in the Twilight Zone or something?
No, but it's...
You guys are, like, normalising this.
But it is, though. Like, in a way...
I'll tell the full story next, like, if you came.
Okay. Well, look, 13:10:09 this morning. It's a long shot, but let's do it. Have you ever in your life eaten roadkill? Maybe you've stopped over and put that kanga in the trailer in the back of the ute, or, you know, anything will take, to be honest.
Wombat, hog. I've never heard of anyone eating hog, wild hog.
Guys, we have a call.
Yeah, good. It's perfectly normal. No judgment.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Jay, Maddie, Crevo, the Novos. Motor running.
Head out on the highway. Oh, dear. So I was watching this documentary, a Vice documentary, called The Man Who Eats Roadkill. His name is Arthur Boyd from Cornwall in the UK. Very creepy looking man, I'm not going to lie. Like, when you look at him, and you expect him to eat things that he picks up from the side of the road.
Arthur, he doesn't look completely like
that. Taking you on a journey this morning, Arthur in the documentary was showing reporters his freezer. You know those big old box freezers that your grandparents used to have out in the back laundry?
Like doomsday preppers have them.
Yeah. It was going through all of his stock. Let's have a listen.
Right, here is the famous freezer, a young hedgehog, a barn owl that was nearby, an antler there and an antler there. This is a lovely bird. That's a snipe. I picked that up in Devon. I don't know what this fellow is. He's a reptile. Here's a sparrowhawk that flew into the window. In fact, I've got three sparrowhawks here.
Quite the variety.
Cat, 2008.
Ooh,
this was filmed last year.
Butchered, ready to eat. And a buzzard. I have occasionally hit an animal myself by accident. Badger, Camel Valley, April 2001. There's the heart, the kidneys.
19 years old.
Ah, yes. The testes and his willy.
Hmm.
There you go, hey?
Wow.
You know, I know it shocks you, Maddie, but I think it's a good thing that someone's getting out there, picking it up and eating it. He's probably got a bit too much, you know, going 10 years worth of
19
meat.
Years old, that bit of cat was.
Yeah.
Those hind legs.
I think he's a bit...
Well...
That's a bit far, isn't it?
I'm quite surprised because we have a full board of calls here this morning.
Let's just jump into them. Yeah.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Julie, tell me, have you ever eaten roadkill?
Yes, and I still think about it to this day.
Okay, first of all, what did you eat?
Well, I didn't ask, mate. I didn't want to know, and I still don't know.
Oh, okay. So what? So was what was the taste like? Were you scarred from the flavour, or
no? I was hooking into it.
Oh, good.
Because I'm not one for mixed herbs, and that's all I can taste. But
it's a mystery meat. You have no idea what the roadkill was.
No.
And who cooked it up for you?
Well, it was my brother's mate. We'd been down at the pub.
Julie.
And he said, we'll call into Coxie's on the way home. And there was Brownie, and then there was my brother Trevor and myself. So we pulled up at Fullerton Cove, and there was a fire going and a pot over the fire, and he's stirring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a few dogs. So anyway, we'd been drinking and, are you hungry? Yep, I am. The other two said, no, we'll wait till we get home. But little did I know, they knew what it was. So anyway, Coxie gives me the spoon and I'm hooking into it. And,
what do you think it was, Julie, if you were a betting woman?
Oh, mate, just see roadkill. It could be anything from kangaroo,
or some other animal.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, you survived, so...
Mystery meat.
Mystery meat.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're going,
Julie. Jacko, how you doing?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Really good. Have you eaten roadkill? What was it?
It was a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've never eaten anything that I found on the side of the road, but this one I ran over myself.
Oh, okay.
And you knew it was fresh then?
I knew it was fresh. I never eat something with an out-of-date sticker on it. And, yeah, so I used to work rurally, used to long driving, late night sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, on the way into where I was going to camp for the night, big roo stepped out in front of me, almost rode off me bull blower and stuff like that. And, yeah, pulled over, strapped it to me roof, and
what a
took
sign.
Where I was going.
So did you have to cut it up yourself then? I'm guessing you had to at the campsite.
Yeah, yeah, I cut it up myself.
Oh, geez, you're a real man.
Was it delicious, Jacko, like fresh?
Yeah, it was fresh, man. Have you ever eaten fresh kangaroo before?
I've had kangaroo from Woolies, but never, you know, freshly. Well, there you go.
Wow. Thank
you,
thanks, Jacko.
What a man.
Yeah,
we're going
absolutely.
To Chelsea. Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
Not bad. So have you eaten roadkill?
Sure have. Yep. So we had a neighbour next door friend coming up from Sydney, and they hit a young doe on the road on the way up, and they checked it all out and butchered it up, and we shared in about... well, they gave us about 7 kilo worth of venison that was slow cooked in a Turkish oven.
Oh, yeah.
And there's something about an animal, namely venison, that's being cooked slow, that's fresh and had no stress in its life, cooked slowly, that just will blow your mind.
Yeah, wow. Be tender and soft.
Can you compare the taste to anything, Chelsea?
Not
deer.
Yeah, deer.
Wow, there you go. Well, look, thank you for your calls. You. What I'm getting from this here in Newcastle, we love fresh roadkill. Not about the 2-week-old badger on the side of the road, like Arthur Boyd.
Yeah, you're the odd one out, having not eaten it though. By the sounds of it,
Jackson, have you ever eaten roadkill?
Well, no. I haven't had it fresh.
See?
Or non-fresh.
No. Well, you haven't. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Well,
but
thank
I'm
you
not
for
opposed.
Your pause. Judgment free zone. I mean, like, you know what? The kangaroo, if
amazing.
You just hit it, I agree with that.
The deer?
The deer, absolutely. But don't be picking things up.
That are really flat.
Like Arthur. No.
Well, guys, we are playing our new game, Cash Cocktail. We have a mix of 3 different sounds. And if you guess all 3 sounds correctly, you get the booty. I think now it's at $275.
Correct, Jade.
So each day that it doesn't go off, it does accumulate the cash. So we're going to be playing after this on 13:10:09 if you would like your shot at the money this morning.
Let's hear them. Okay, there they are.
Mm-hmm.
The lines again. 13:10:09. Now, taking your calls after this.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Cup Day 2020. You guys up to anything?
No.
I'm thinking about it. It's always fun.
It is always a great time.
It is. Let's do this. Cash Cocktail, brand new to the show. $275 jackpot up for grabs. 13:10:09 if you want to play.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash. And only on Newcastle's new FM. Cash, money back.
And if you want to know the incorrect guesses, go to newfm.com.au. Basically, we have 3 sounds in our cash cocktail. You identify all 3 correct, you get the cash. It's going to jackpot each day. Today, it's $275 in the kitty.
Let's hear them. Ooh, what could they be? Let's go to the phones. New FM, hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Raquel.
Hey, Raquel. Good. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Are you ready to make some money, Raquel?
I'm ready to try.
All right. Aww. So, 3 sounds that we need identified correctly, and the cash is yours. What do you think they are? Number 1, what do you think it is?
I don't know, I didn't hear it.
All right, let's play him one more time for Raquel.
Here we go.
Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah. Oh. That's a familiar sound. That's not pool balls, is it?
No, it's not.
Sorry, Raquel. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, stuff.
I didn't even hear what she said. Pool balls.
Yeah, balls like hitting together, balls. I guess. Yeah.
Of course, the winner, everyone that goes into the draw this week, could walk away with a great cocktail party starter thanks to Newcastle Distilling Company. It's going to be great. We're going to give that away on Friday. Feel good Friday.
Yeah, that's right. Imagine that, your party starting like that. Yeah. Amazing.
So good. Playing again before 9 o'clock this morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go!
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Guys, really tough day for me yesterday because my poor mum is going through something at the moment, and I want to do it on the show because I think it can help some other women out there. So she's been in a relationship for 12 years with a man, right? Mm-hmm. Her second relationship in her life. She's 52 years old. The first relationship with my dad, horrible experience. And she's had a pretty bad experience with this guy, but yesterday she went around to his house and she gave in to her temptation. She's been thinking he's been up to no good, cheating on her, seeing other women, because he does weird things. He doesn't sleep at her house. He's not intimate with her. And she, you know, I guess has been thinking why. Like,
yeah.
For so long.
Nagging at her, this little problem, like it was suspicion. Yeah.
She snooped through his bedside drawers, right? And in the top drawer, she found at least 10 cards from a woman, ranging from Valentine's Day just because cards, containing pretty full-on things like feathers and, you know, all sorts of horrible
like
things.
Intimate objects
and pictures of this woman. Mum's been suspecting it has been this woman for
while.
Oh, so she knows the woman?
No, so he goes over to New Zealand quite a lot. She lives over in New Zealand, this woman, and he catches up with her for dinner. He's told her they were just friends this whole time. And then she's found the cards, obviously, and she's devastated because, I mean, what a cheating... I'm trying to stay, you know, calm about it. Because it's my mum, you know. I've watched her go through a horrible experience my entire childhood. And then to see how upset she is now because of this absolute grub of a man and what he's done to her. I thought, you know what, Mum, you need to leave him. So yesterday was me trying to tell her, you've got to cut him off. Now, I'm worried that she won't. So what I thought I'd do this morning, if you've gone through something similar or maybe you have some advice, should she stay or should she go this morning?
Okay.
It's a tough one. I personally think she should leave him.
Well, me too.
But I don't know how you can talk your mum into seeing that that's the right decision.
Because if she wants to stay with him, like, it's tough because you're supposed to respect what, you know...
Your mum wants.
Your family wants.
Exactly right. And she's very... she's heartbroken. And I just feel for her.
Well, after 12 years,
after
like, 12 that's a
years,
long time.
Like,
at that,
not
and,
good.
And when you know, a little bit... older and start and you meet someone and you're with them for 12 years, you reckon that's for good.
I said to Mum, thank God you found out at the age of 52, because if you had waited around for him for another 5, 6, 7 years, it's much harder to meet a man and enjoy life in your 60s.
Harder.
It would be harder, let's be real.
Yeah.
So 13:10:09, should my mum stay or should she go?
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Should I stay or should I go?
Yeah, 13:10:09 this morning, just telling you guys about my mum yesterday. Found some pretty confronting letters from another woman in her partner's bedside table.
Mm-hmm.
Quite devastating.
Terrible. Your poor mum. I say she should leave him, but God, after 12 years, it must be so hard for her. She'd just be devastated.
It's awful. And I'm so angry as her son, like I'm her eldest son. And I've watched men treat her badly my whole life. And I'm at the point now where I'm like, oh, I just want her to be happy.
Yeah.
She needs to cut him off. I've been telling her for years.
You know what I hope? That the well, I don't know, the her partner who's been cheating on her. Yeah. I hope he doesn't brainwash her into going, oh, look, she's another woman. Yeah, I've been doing the wrong thing, but she's in another country. I'm never going to see her again on a contact because you just know that that's not going to be
true. My mum is a traditionalist in a lot of ways when it comes to relationships. Okay. So she likes it to be like black and white, you know, the man looks after the woman, she cooks and she makes him feel special, she does a lot and she gives a lot to him. Mm. She gets nothing in return.
Well, this is the thing, but you've been saying I'm having to convince her to leave him. That means she's thinking not to leave him.
And it makes you feel bad because it's like, oh, you're 52, like you live your life, but you can only watch your family and the ones you love go through horrible things for, you know, a short amount of time before you have to say something, yeah. Right? Mm. Oh, well, let's go to the phones. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly. Now tell me, has this happened to you? Have you had a cheating partner?
Yeah, so I did have a cheating partner who cheated with multiple women.
Yeah.
And I guess part of that is that it's a control thing as well. So I guess, firstly, you're a great son, and I have an older son who really looked out for me.
No, thanks, Kelly.
No, that's okay. And it was really hard for him, I guess, because he did see the way I was treated. So it was really hard for him. But I guess all I wanted to say is that as much as you want to tell her to leave, your mum needs to make that decision, and only time she will make that decision on her own. It's frustrating. All you can be there is to be there and support her and be there for her when she does make
good
that
advice.
Decision.
Hey, and you can't get like a more appropriate bit of advice because Kelly's been through that exact
same
thing.
Hey, Kelly, how long were you guys together?
4 years, and we had 2 children.
Wow.
And following on from that, as I said, it was a control thing with my ex-partner.
Yeah.
And I'm now remarried. I have an absolutely amazing husband now. He's a great husband. He's a great stepdad. But even now, I'm still battling with the control from
of
my
course,
ex-partner.
Yeah.
Because we do have 2 children together, but... as I said, you know, you're a great son and all you can do there is be there to support her.
Thanks, Kelly. That is really good advice. I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Well, it's true. As easy as it is to sit there and say, get rid of him, don't go back to him, it's very hard.
Well, they've got 12 years of history together and in a time in your life when you think, you know, you've found someone who you're going to be with.
I'm angry for you because the grub won't even move in with your mum.
No.
Like 12 years living in a separate household.
And just down the road too.
Yeah, he's got to go. Mm. Time to go.
Of course. Poor mum.
Anyway, what's the goss up next with Jackson? Hello.
Good morning. I've got details on why Taylor Swift fans are celebrating. Also, too, that big Netflix deal that the Beckhams have signed.
Oh, another
what's
family
going on there?
I haven't heard about this.
Oh, I thought you knew. All right, no. I'll tell you all about it next.
Jay, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
All right, Jackson, what's going on, my man?
So, coming to Netflix, the Beckhams, they've just been paid $29.4 million for a fly on the wall Netflix documentary.
That's not a lot. For them.
Yeah, $29.4 million Australian. I don't know what it works out over there.
Probably still, at the moment, in entertainment, all money's good money.
And they're already super rich, so it's just like, you know, anything's just going to add to that pile. So we're going to see the rise to fame documented through personal photographs, video footage of the family celebrations. Also, too, what I found really weird is recreations of their love story.
Oh.
You know what? I'm sort of into that, actually.
Vic Beckham, like, sitting by the side of a soccer pitch.
I don't know.
I think he actually took her out to dinner. That's how it all started.
She watched the games.
So are they recreating the scenes themselves or are actors in
We don't have any details, right? So it says it's being co-produced by David Beckham's Studio 99 company. So they could possibly be doing it. They have done reality TV before and it didn't work out so well. So when they initially moved to America, Posh she did a little bit of a, hey, I'm here. She went to the DMV. She took a full glam squad and they kicked her out. And that lasted about three episodes. It absolutely flopped before the networks cancelled it.
It sounds like the midday movie level of quality of a Netflix series.
It really
does.
Like,
just tragic.
Okay, quickly, can I just read you this? Victoria and David met for the first time together when they crossed paths in the Manchester United Players Lounge in early 1997. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Can't wait for it.
I think it's going to be a Lifetime drama five about it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know when it comes out. There's literally no more details, but yeah, that just dropped. Also, too, Taylor Swift fans celebrating online. Taylor Swift is free. Yeah, so you remember how her whole catalogue of music got sold to Scooter Braun, her arch nemesis?
Yep.
She can now re-record. So as of November 2nd, I think it was, she's legally allowed to jump back into the studio and re-record her masters. So
yay,
we're going to see those come out very soon.
Awesome.
She also jumped on an Instagram Live last night and urged her fans to get to the voting polls.
Do you know what? I can see a greatest hits release coming soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good. I'm actually all for it, because I think artists should have the right to be sold. Like, whoever has their right should offer it to the artist first. Hey, do you want to buy your music back? And if not, then it can go to the next person.
This can really backfire on stars, though. I think Prince tried to do it at one point, because you've got to actually convince your fans to buy the new music rather than your old stuff. It can send them broke.
I reckon you just go highest bidder.
Like, do you know what, Jade? You're under the illusion that the music industry is a nice industry.
No, it's not. I'm not under delusion. I know it's terrible, but I think, you know, in the perfect world, they should be offered that chance.
Like you said, Creever, all about the cash.
Yeah, the more, whoever's got the biggest, you know, paycheck, that's who gets the music.
So, potentially, Jackson,
yeah,
Scooter Braun could release Taylor's albums against a potential re-recorded greatest hits.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% sure of the workings of it, but it's a really nasty feud. Do you know what? If anyone can win, it's Taylor Swift. That woman is a businesswoman. She's got her head on her
side. She's got loyal fans, too.
Nah, good for her.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
And we are about to play What's My Age Again? We love this game. It's basically where you call up and we ask you questions about yourself and then we try and guess how old you are. And if we get it correct, then we get a gold star on our tally board.
It's what we live by here at this show.
Our gold stars. Jade and Maddie, we're tying on 6, and Creevo, you're on 5. So it's quite close.
Yeah.
So on 13 10 09, if you'd like to play, you don't have to do much.
No, it's really simple. Just answer a few questions.
Yeah, you just need to call up, and we'll have a chat to you and see if you can fool us with your age.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
What's my age open? That's what the file's called in the computer. What's my age again?
Again. What's my age again? This is basically where you call up and then the three of us will ask you some questions about yourself and then we guess what your age is. Now, whoever guesses it correctly or gets the closest to your age without going over gets the gold star. Maddie and I are currently tying on 6, Creevo on 5, 13 10 09 if you'd like to play, and we're going to meet our first contestant, Chrissy.
Hello, Chrissy.
How are you going?
Doing well, thank you. Question number one for you, Chrissy, this morning. What are your plans for Melbourne Cup Day today?
Work and hopefully knock off early to watch it.
Oh, nice one. Do you guys do like a little office sweep or anything?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't either.
Just quickly out to the pub. All right. Question number two. What did you make for dinner last night?
Steak on the barbie and some vegetables.
Steak on the barbie and some vegetables. Okay, I think you're 42.
I think you're 43.
I think you're 36. Closest without going over. Who is it?
I'm 35.
Oh, so
Maddie. Oh, no, we're all over.
We're all over. Yeah. 0 points.
Thank you, Chrissy. Sorry that we said you were older than you actually are. This is what's bad about this game.
I was pretty close. I was only 1 year off. Yeah, it's
true.
Over.
It's true.
Let's go to Brad. Good morning, Brad.
How are you guys?
How you doing this morning?
Yeah, not bad.
That's all right. All right, let's crack into this. Question number one for you. Have you ever owned a sports car? If so, what kind?
No, I haven't owned a sports car, unfortunately.
What's the fastest car you've owned?
We'd probably go, say, the ASX that I drive now, the Mitsubishi.
Okay, all right.
Mitsubishi, all right. Brad, second question, what is your typical order at KFC?
Probably a Zinger Box.
Zinger Box. Interesting.
All right. Your guess first, Maddie.
I think you are 37, Brad.
I think you are 28 years old.
And I'm going to go for 33.
Boy, 37's close to it.
Oh, so who...
What is it?
What was your guess?
39.
Oh, yeah, Maddie wins. Oh, 1 Maddie. Point for Maddie.
Excellent.
Straight on the board.
Stuff, thanks, Brad. Any tips for Melbourne Cup Day today, mate?
Yeah, save your money.
Good another
advice.
One.
Another
very good.
Good advice. All right.
Okay, now we're going to Christine. Hello.
Hi.
All right. So what are your plans for Melbourne Cup Day today?
I'm probably going to a Melbourne Cup party.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
That'll be nice. And what streaming services do you have at home?
Sorry?
Streaming services, like do you watch Netflix or Amazon or Stan?
Yeah, Netflix.
You've got Netflix. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
I think you're 52 years old, Christine.
I reckon you are 46.
Oh, I'm going to go with 48.
And I love all of you.
How old are you?
69.
Wow. Oh, Maddie's another point.
Oh, boom.
69.
Jeez, you sound young. You sound young. You must be young at heart.
I am young at heart.
Yeah, of course you are.
69. Well, is life... how do you feel going into your 70s, Christine?
Yeah.
It's something I don't ever ask anybody, you know? Like, is life good now?
It doesn't really worry me. The age that worried me was 40.
Yeah.
Really?
And that's
why 40?
Long gone.
I don't know. It just felt like I was actually getting old. Now I don't care.
Yeah, okay. That's really a fascinating insight,
hey,
really.
Cool. Good on you. Good. You're smashing it by the sounds of it.
Quick question. Are you going to have a big 70th?
Sorry, say again?
Are you going to have a big 70th birthday bash when it comes around?
Oh, probably not.
No.
Okay, fair enough. Just living each day, living life.
Ring us back on your birthday, Christine.
Yeah.
We'll do something nice for you. We'll send you some flowers or something.
Serious?
Yeah, 100%. Make sure you remind producer Jackson. We'll hook you up. Thanks for listening to the show.
We have a terrible memory.
Yeah.
We're all
bad. Thanks, Christine. That's really sweet. Who said this show wasn't wide-ranging?
Exactly right. You know, everyone loves this show.
Love it or loathe it. Up next, getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics. Doing it in a minute.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, I'm getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And, of course, we're going to do this, guys. Workplace Melbourne Cup events.
Three,
love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh, I'm going to say love it. Usually they're a bit of fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Love it. I only love the sweep side more so, though. I love it when there's that one person in the office who takes initiative, gets the paper, cuts all the horses' names out, puts them in a hat, and then goes round and does the
sweep. Collects everyone's money.
I love that person in the office. We don't have anyone here like that anymore.
Do you know what? As, the Workplace Culture Committee that we are, let's introduce it to the station today.
Today.
Let's do a Melbourne Cup sweep.
Too late.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, of course it's not.
You can still do it.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning, Crevo.
Yeah,
the race is until 3.
We could make it happen. But you people don't carry cash on them anymore. You need to get the money.
What we'll do, I did think
just
of that.
Just Osco it.
We'll do an IOU system where you need to bring in the money.
That'll never work.
No.
Terrible idea.
But I do like, you know what, I think it was at Musselbrook, actually, when I used to work out there. And we had a really good sort of like team office. It was a can-do receptionist. And she used
what
to...
What was her name? Give her a shout.
Matisse.
The can-do receptionist.
And she used to be really good at organising these sort of things. And, like, one day she was, like, she sent an email out and she was, like, we're going to do the sweeps. We're going to, like, wear your hat. come in best dressed and there was an award and it was actually really, really nice now that I think of it. And they put on a little lunch spread, like it was party pies and whatever. But
and
still,
a roast chook from Woolies.
Yeah. And the caramel mud for $3, but it was great.
It's really 50-50 with some workplaces. Yeah. Like, that sounds great.
There's all in or all out.
But then then you get the stingy workplaces where you think, oh, why bother? Where they just go over and buy some, like, sausage rolls and, like, little baby meat pies.
Yeah.
It's no good. You need to do the full spreader.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, it can be great.
And it's one of the only days where it's acceptable to, you know, get a little bit loose in the afternoons during the week, you know.
All that stuff. Anyway.
I think it should be a national public holiday.
Well, it is in Victoria. Well, I think you're right. It should be national.
Yeah. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
All in or not. And any excuse for a public holiday, I'm interested.
Yeah. There's not enough public holidays, to be honest.
Jade, now, I think this is such a fitting time for you to do this in tribute of the Melbourne Cup race today. Give us your horsey.
Oh,
come on. Okay. Step back from the mic, though, please.
So
let's save ours.
This is Jade.
Special treat.
Jade, a.k.a. Farlap, winning the Melbourne Cup in 13 or whatever it was.
So good. Horses luck. Everywhere good listening luck. Are amazed by that.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
Time's up. Hold on.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo. The Novos.
Of course, today, if you're wanting to hear the cup, we have it broadcast on UFM, 3 o'clock.
Yep, on the dot.
On the dot, ready to go. So, you know, if you're on the work side or whatever, make sure you've got UFM loud and clear.
For the race the nation. But, guys, producer Jackson actually told us this incredible story about his cousin. You there, Jackson?
Yo.
So, fill us in, because this was a fascinating story yesterday, and it caused a bit of a debate amongst the team.
Yeah, so a friend of mine is in a relationship. It's about a year in now, so they've just sort of moved out together, and the parents are very traditional in their own sort of culture, so they sort of want to...
The Chinese, right?
Yeah. They want to set the son up, who is obviously dating my friend, with a Chinese girl. They're not happy with him dating, I don't know, an Australian girl. So they want to sort of encourage him to go the way of an arranged marriage. And they're offering quite a sum of money for a dowry, which I think is about $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's insane. That's a lot of money.
No, so wrong. So the parents should be ashamed. Ring the shame bell to the parents.
How many years has your friend been with this guy for?
So it's still fresh. It's a year in.
Year in, okay. Yeah. Year in, and they've just moved in together.
Yeah, and they're so in love as well.
Right. $100,000 to leave the girl to be with someone
I wouldn't
else.
Take it. No chance.
I'd cut off the parents,
yeah,
I reckon.
I agree. What about you, Jade?
How insulting. $100,000.
I think I'd barter. I'd try and get $150,000. Try and get a little bit more. Well, if you think about it...
So you drop this, lovely person you met, Jackson's friend...
Yeah.
...and take the money.
Well, thinking about it, right, to be honest, families... You can't... Like, family's everything. Your parents and family are really, really important, okay? Like, blood's thicker than water. So at the end of the day, if you've only been with this person for a year... It's all good and well to say, oh, we're in love and whatever, but you're not going to know if you're going to stand the test of time till you're at least 3 years in.
So,
in my
Jade,
opinion.
You would sell love, a loving relationship for the rest of your life for $100,000. That's cheap, man.
I'd try and get a little bit more.
Also, too, you're giving up the possibility of, like, being with your soulmate. So if you're a year in, you've only got to hustle out for, Jade, you say 3 years to see if it's the real thing, rather than being, like, I don't know if 100 grand's worth a lifetime of unhappiness if you get an absolute dud of a person on the other end.
You don't know if they might be really nice. You know, sometimes it's better marrying, you know, someone with the same sort of cultural background. There's no differences.
Ridiculous. Like, imagine, so you're talking about 100 or 150,000 at a cap max, right?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Like, say you negotiated up, right? You're going to lose way more than that in the divorce settlement.
That's if you get divorced.
Well, of course you will, because it's a loveless marriage.
Not always.
No, you can't just learn to love someone, Jade.
I think you can, but on 13 10 09, should Jackson's friend take the cash, or should he stay with his current girlfriend, or should he go take the cash and, you know, fulfill his parents' wishes and, you know, be in a relationship? We're just going to be better off for everyone.
Taking your calls after this.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
13 10 09 this morning, we're doing a right or wrong. Should Jackson's friend take the bribe?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
So, basically, Jackson's friend's been dating this girl for a little while, a year, he said, roughly. They've just moved in together. Turns out his friend's parents aren't happy because...
Traditional
Chinese family. They would like him to marry a Chinese girl, and they want to pay him 100 grand. Like, here, 100 grand to...
Marry a Chinese girl, get
Chinese
rid of the girl.
And, you know, all happiness, live happy.
I'm shocked with you, Jade, because you... Of all the people I know in my life are a big supporter of love and love stories and true love. And
I am.
Until and, you know, cash comes along. And then look at Jade just licked her lips.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Jade loves nothing more than money.
I love love, but I'm...
But you love money more.
I'm sorry, I'm being a realist. Like, a year in, you're not 100% sure. It's all... You've got your love is blind goggles on. You know, you think it's going to be forever. A year's, yeah, you can pull the cord and go, you know what, 100 grand to have a bit better life, be with someone different.
Take whoever. Well, just send them in.
Love is
$100,000.
Yeah. You know, because you know what, your family are important. Your parents are important.
You know what? I agree with you, Creevo. You were saying before you'd disown your parents. And
I'll
do
be
you know
fuming.
What? I agree with that. And blood isn't always thicker than water, Jade, because if your parents, who are meant to be these great people, big supporters of their children, start putting pressure and living through them, I think... Who wants them in your life? You wouldn't accept that behavior from a friend or a colleague.
They're giving them the option. And you know what? You can sit there and say that, though, too, because you don't understand their culture. I'm not sitting here pretending to understand it. But, like, you...
Well, I mean, I think you understand it.
There's obviously reasons.
I think you have quite a good understanding of it because you're agreeing with them.
Well, slightly. Only because, you know what? One of my sister-in-laws was dating a man of a different culture recently. Mm. And to be honest, it was never going to work. And they ended up breaking up. And I'm sort of glad I did. She's happy now. She's in a new relationship. But there was just they were already facing problems due to different cultural instances. So in this case, I've got a bit of background knowledge there.
Can I just very quickly add, he's very, like, traditional Australian. So his parents are traditional Chinese, but he's been raised in this country. So he's, you know, fully on board everything that we do. There's no real cultural difference within their household.
Yeah.
It's purely parental.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but anyway. But
well, let's go to the phones.
We'll go to the phones.
Let's do it.
We could debate forever.
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. First question, are you a lover of love, Nick?
Yeah, I'm about to get married next May.
And would you sell your missus off for $100,000 cash if your parents didn't like her?
I'm a massive fan of Jade's, but I'm actually a little disappointed. I didn't think Jade would be a seller.
No, I'm sorry, Nick.
Jade loves money.
No, but in saying that, a year in...
I love money, but 150 grand, what are you going to buy with that? I'm about to buy a home. 150 grand ain't going to get you home. You get a car and you might have, what, 60 grand left. You say 150 grand's a lot of money. In today's society, it's not that much money.
Well, it's a house deposit, though. You can.
Yeah, but you've still got to, and then you got to buy a house, and you got to build the home, you got to pay the mortgage with someone you may like or someone you may not.
You're still slightly better off than
loveless
than not.
Marriage. Who wants that, Nick? Yeah, you are right.
And blood's thicker than water. I don't agree with that.
Well,
it's not always thicker.
I believe it is.
My final statement is: I'm a parent to a newborn son. I would love my son, and I would support my son no matter what decision he made, whether he wanted to be marry a woman from another culture, same-sex marriage, whatever. I will always love and support my child. That's what we're supposed to do as parents.
You're a man, Nick.
Good dad.
Pay him out. Is pretty sad, as far as I'm concerned.
I like
that's
you,
fair. I'm not going to sit here and completely argue with you, but also we are, like, we do have a... I think it's different culturally. I'm not going to pretend to understand it.
It is. I have friends that are from that culture. It is very different. It's just the fact that I can't understand someone wanting to pay their own child out.
Okay? Love is universal, Nick. Love
that's
is
right.
universal. Now,
if
I've got
happy,
a...
Isn't that all that matters?
Yeah, that's true. And I've got a question for you. Do you still love Jade?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
That's the main thing.
You've kept the fan. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
She was on tenterhooks there for a second. Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
That's the way. What do you reckon? Should Jackson's friend take the payout, or what should they do?
Absolutely not. I'm a big believer in love, and I actually wanted to pose a question to Jade.
Okay. I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. You're right.
Yeah. So if Benny, your parents didn't want Benny and they wanted someone else and they offered you $150,000 to ditch Benny, would you do it?
If it was only a year, I think I probably would have. Because, being realistic though, you don't, a year in, I think you've got to be with someone for at least 3 years,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah.
Longer than that. I think you know someone inside out by about 6 years into a relationship. So this
myself
is just...
and my partner fell pregnant at nine months in, and we now have a beautiful daughter together. And say my parents don't want me to marry her. You're saying I should take $150,000 and split my family?
I think what Jade would have done is take the $150,000 and see Ben behind their backs.
Well, you can't. you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, right.
We're changing the hypotheticals
great
a bit here.
Great question,
different when
Brad.
You've got a baby, though.
Yeah, true.
But in saying that, but Brad, my girlfriend, okay, she fell pregnant at 21 to her personal trainer, and she got married... thinking, you know, it's the right thing to do for the baby. We're going to try and make it work. And in the end, they end up getting a divorce 2 years later. It's not always...
What a great indictment of Brad's relationship.
I'm not going to say it's going to... Every relationship's different. But I'm just going to say, you know, that was her experience. So it might not work out for some people.
I just have a feeling that learning to love someone, being forced to learn to love someone, is a bit like Stockholm syndrome.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
that's
I agree.
I'd have to study up a little bit more about that, but I'll, you know.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you
all
for
the
your
best
opinion.
With the family, man.
Yeah. Congratulations on your the 9 months in. I think it's just baby.
All right. Number three, Sarah. Let's wrap this up. What are your thoughts? What should Jackson's friend do?
Yeah, nah, garbage if he takes the money.
Yeah.
Common
sense. I was
going
to say the exact same thing that Brad said, and then also pose the fact, Jade, you've been with Ben for so long, that's basically your soulmate. What if in a year into the relationship you had have just dumped him? Look at what you would have missed out on.
That is a good point.
And what if you ended up with someone who believes that women should be seen, not heard?
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. Well, there you go, Jade. Have you changed your mind? Let's flip this around. You'd sell it. I know you'd sell anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, love is sacred. That's what the lesson we're taking away from this.
You can't drop
thank you
it. It's an unpopular opinion, but, like, in those circumstances, a year in, it's not like it's not always going to work out to be butterflies
Very
and sunshine.
Good. Moving on. We're done now. coming up next, bit of an interesting segment we're trying. It's called What's Touching Jade's Feet?
Yeah.
So I don't know how we came up with this, but, you know, I don't know how we come up with half the stuff we do on this show.
Well, Jade made a very bold claim yesterday. This is after the show.
Yeah, I make a fair few of those.
That's true.
So it's like, I've got extremely sensitive
That's
feet.
That's right.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, yes. I can detect anything.
Okay, yeah, righto.
And yeah. We're like, that's, I don't know about that.
Sometimes lack of sleep makes me delusional, just so
what
you know.
What we're going to do, we're going to blindfold you next.
Yeah.
And we've got a variety of different things from around the office that we're going to put on your bare feet, and you need to guess what they are.
Okay, cool.
All right.
This will be fun.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie and
Creevo. The Novos. So Jade basically claims that she has really good sensual feet. We're going to explore that in a second, but don't forget, after 9 o'clock with Jackson, it's 105 minutes commercial free music.
Yes, it is. My man, Dean Lewis. And Be All Right in the playlist. Topic.
This song is still banging for me. Like I love it.
I'm so interested in Topic, and I keep trying to find interviews with him, but it's all in German.
Bit of an enigma.
Yeah.
Well, probably not in Germany. It's probably, you know, real chatty.
And I only know the German swear words. Torn as well, Natalie and Brulia, who was famously asked, "Who are you?" on the X Factor over in the UK.
I love that. Oh,
do you know who did a really good cover of this song?
Who?
Kelly Clarkson recently on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
Really?
Check it out. Really good. It's your official At Work Station. 105 minutes kicking off after 9 o'clock. Commercial free. And don't forget, 3 o'clock today, the race. The Melbourne Cup live on UFM. All right, Jade, it's time to get your feet out again because you claim that you can tell what's touching your skin without seeing it. So we're going to put that theory to the test next.
Yeah, and got a blindfold ready, the puppy dog scarf.
Why are you wiping your feet with
I'm cleaning
wipe?
Them for you.
She's trying to get like any dead skin off.
Show me
so
the bottom.
Extra sensitive.
Do you have? Have you been walking barefoot?
No, I've been wearing thongs.
Yellow.
I just wanted to look.
Bit yellow.
So I'm baby wiping my feet so then they're clean.
So the live streamers don't see the yellow feet.
Jay, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos.
Yes, we are doing this. Our once-off game, what's touching Jade's feet?
Jay, Maddie, Creevo, the Novos.
I like feet, yes, I do.
Yes, indeed. So basically what happened, Jade reckons that she can identify what's touching her skin on any part of her body.
Especially her feet. She said yesterday after
without
the show,
seeing it.
They're super sensitive. Guys, I know anything that's touching my feet. You can test me. And of course, we took her up on the offer. She's currently blindfolded in the corner. She's got sort of like a dog scarf kind of thing around her eyes. If you're wanting to watch all of these shenanigans, we are live streaming this right now on our Facebook page.
We are.
Now, Maddie, you've been really keen to do this. So why would I deny you the opportunity to look at him with a little grinning face over there? He can't wait.
Jackson is in here as well. He's going to dry heave when we do this. So I've collected a few different things from around the office, Jade. So we're going to put them on your feet, and you need to guess what they are. I've got a little washing bowl next to your feet.
Okay.
Look at them. Their toes are wriggling about. She's ready to go.
She is ready to go.
I cleaned them for you.
Yeah, you did. All right. Now.
Okay, here we go. Let's do the first one, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. So swing that microphone over a bit closer so that Jade, you know, nice and loud with your guesses. All right? So Maddie's reaching into the bag right now.
Okay.
He's getting something out. Do we give any clues? Nah, no clues. All right, good idea. Now, Maddie's going around. He's opening something up. All right.
Okay, so
what's going to happen here is we're going to be popping some... Jade, your toe is going to be sort of put into something.
I can smell.
Yeah, okay, cover your nose.
No smelling, no smelling.
Don't cheat.
Breathe through your mouth.
I've got super
sensitive. Okay, so...
Here we go, putting it in.
All right, Jackson's getting around behind the camera there just to get a better view. Jade, I want you to describe the sensation as Maddie puts your toe into it.
It's very cold, and it almost has like a baked bean texture.
So there's a texture to it, a certain...
It sort of feels
a feel
like
to it.
Bubbles.
Now, we need you to, of course, have a guess at that. The game is, what is Jade's foot touching?
I don't know.
Okay, stop now.
I don't know if it's baked beans or tuna, because I did smell something fishy. So I'm going to go with tuna.
Ah, unfortunately incorrect on
is
that
baked
one.
Baked beans?
No, it's, in fact, spaghetti bolognese sauce.
Ah!
All right. Now, Maddie's kindly put a bowl of water in to wash your feet. Feels like Jade's at some sort of like massage joint, you know, where they wash your feet before they give you a pedicure.
Now I'm getting the sweet smell of bolognese sauce.
All right, now Maddie's reached into the bag to get the next item out.
Oh, so close.
All right, now get your foot ready there, Jade. Maddie is getting the item out
Okay,
he's put it over your foot over the bowl, and he's about to tip the item onto your foot.
Oh, okay.
All right, describe the sensation as it goes on there, okay?
Okay. Ooh, Maddie's rubbing it in. It's very cold again, and it's freezing my foot! It sort of has a slimy texture, like moisturizer.
Okay, we need a guess. We need a final guess.
Okay, I'm trying to think of what sort of
Round two of what's touching Jade's feet.
It's yogurt.
Unfortunately, not very close, though. It's slightly melted ice cream.
Oh.
You're not far off. You knew it was dairy, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not peeking through that blindfold, are you?
I swear I'm not.
Okay, final. Is this the final item? Oh, no, second to last. All right, next item in round three of what's touching Jade's foot or feet. Now, Maddie is preparing the item. There's a little bit of prep that needs to go into this one. I need you to describe it, Jade, as it touches your foot.
It's sort of... That feels gross. That feels like something that happens in the bedroom. It's sort of a very quick sort of squirt, like almost like a drip.
Okay, we...
What is it?
All right, we need you to guess.
And slightly warm. I'm going to say hand sanitizer that's been pumped onto my foot.
Unfortunately not. That was honey.
Oh.
In other words, Jade really sucks at this game. Wrap it up.
All right. That was the final round of what touching Jade's feet.
You suck.
0 points out of three.
Yep. I was delusional.
All right. Well,
thanks, Jackson.
Cash cocktail up next, guys. What are we up to? $275
up
for grabs.
That's right. The sounds, here they are.
All right, here we're going to go. We've got three sounds to identify. 13-10-09, if you'd like to play Cash Cocktail, we're doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
The Novos Cash Cocktail. It's your chance to win cash.
And only on Newcastle's new FM.
Cash, money back. Cash, money back.
So how this works is that we have three mystery sounds. If you identify them all, you get to walk away with the cash jackpot. It's currently sitting at $275. If it doesn't go off today, then it'll go up again tomorrow.
Here they are.
All right, very simple. Let's go to our first caller, Katie. Now, I believe you're spinning Melbourne Cup at home. You're going to watch the race?
Just doing a bit of COVID safe from home, fun snacks of cheeky wine. Yeah, can't wait.
Oh. Okay.
I love that. Sounds
good.
Like a good time. All right, we need the three sounds. What do you think they are?
A drill, a soda stream, and swirling a straw in an ice-filled cup. I don't know.
incorrect.
Sorry about that.
All three.
Thanks for playing.
Katie. Enjoy your home party. Always good. Let's go to Emma next. Hey, Emma.
Hi.
Hey, what's on for your Melbourne Cup day? Doing anything special?
Nothing really, just sitting at home. Probably
watch. Yeah. Will you put a bet on at all?
I was thinking I might.
Yeah, you make it a bit more exciting. Got a couple of dollars on that. Gamble responsibly.
Of course. All right, three sounds standing between you and our little bub. Doesn't it break your heart? We need to become parents, guys. How old's your child, Emma?
She's two.
Oh, what's her name?
Chloe.
Oh, Chloe.
Pretty name. Cutie.
Oh, listen to the mums of Newcastle. You're doing it tough. Baby on the hip, trying to win some money on the radio.
You're doing a good job, Emma.
All right, three sounds. What are they?
I think it's rattle gun, a spar, and an aluminium can going across the ground.
I'd love to give it to you, Emma, but those guesses incorrect.
No.
Enjoy your day. Thank you. And don't forget, every single person that gets on air for the Cash Cocktail this week goes into the big draw for our weekly prize, which is from the Newcastle Distilling Company, these beautiful cocktail cans they make.
It's like a party starter pack.
They're incredible. You get 12 cans, delicious flavors like spiced apple pie,
yum,
cotton candy.
Awesome.
That sounds
so
amazing.
So make sure you get on and play to get in the draw for that.
Emma, you're in the draw. Katie, you're in the draw.
Just like that. We're done here, guys. Enjoy your day. Anything special for the cup? No?
No, oh, I don't think so.
3 o'clock on UFM. We're going to have
right
the
here
cup on live, so make sure you're listening to that.
Come down for a drink to the bar.
I'll come down
come
for
on
a drink.
Put your fascinator on, Dahl. Let's get involved.
Yeah. Just, you know, some days you just don't feel like dressing up.
You know, you do, wear your trackies and a fascinator.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Stylish.
Jackson's in next with 105 minutes of commercial-free music kicking off in minutes.
Yo, I got Bruno Mars in there. He's a sweet guy.
He is.
Like, listen to this song. Mm. Girlfriends are going to expect too much from us.
Well, it's the same with Ed Sheeran, you know. So romantic. Like, you'd want to live up to the expectation.
Right? I like to think at home, though, like absolute slobs just eating cheese toasties on the couch. Loud Luxury's Body is in there as well. And see ya, David Guetta.
Fresh from them. I'm liking this.
Let's
love. Yeah, really cool.
Those two have had such a long, successful partnership.
That's true. I thought they were a couple.
Yeah. Me too. What a couple that would be.
Yeah, unexpected, I would say.
Yeah.
Slightly.
All right, guys. Well, enjoy the day. And please don't forget, you can catch up on our podcast, wherever you get your podcasts from, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please rate us 5 stars because it really does help.